Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechet Mi'ila, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Ches. Kain Shebereisha Ilan Shel Hegdish. Here we have a bird's nest that's on top of a Hegdish tree. Now what's a nest? Who makes the nest? The birds do, with twigs. Twigs came from trees that are not Hegdish. Sagt der Mishnah, Loi Nehen Ava Loi Me'alan. Shouldn't have enough from it, but there's no Mi'ila on this. Why can't you have enough of it? Birds bring the little, you know, splinters of wood in different places. And the answer is, because people don't have what you're doing. They know it's a Hegdish tree and they see you using it. But Lamai said, there's no Mi'ila. You're not Mo'il b'Hegdish. Because the fact is, it's not Hegdish. The bird brought it from different places. Shebi Asheira. Asheira tree is an Avodah Zarah tree. It's Aser Bahana. So what do we do with the nest that's on top of it? Sakta Mishnah Yatis, knock it down. Bakana with a reed or a stick. You're standing on the ground. You can just push it off, and then you can take it. Why can't I climb the tree? Because the tree is Aser Bahana. But once you push off the nest with the stick, then it's not a problem. Now, can I just use anything I find in the nest? So here's the halacha, says the Batanur. The eggs, or the very young baby birds, as long as they still need their mother, the mother provides for them, are Aser. Whether we're talking about the nest on the Hegdish tree or the nest on the Asherah tree. The reason is, these little babies, they need the tree. They can fly by themselves. So Mimela, they become like part of the tree. But the birds that don't need their mother, they don't really need the tree. Maybe a nice place to rest, but they don't really need it. They can fly off on their own, so they're not considered part of the tree. Weiter says the Mishnah, Hamagdish es hachoyrish. Someone is magdish a forest to the Beis HaMikdash. Me'alim b'kulay. That everything is subject to Me'il over here. Sakta batanura eitzim u'ba'anofim u'ba'alin. The wood, the trees, the branches, the leaves. You'd be Me'il b'hegdash if he used it. But, says the Mishnah Weiter, Hagizbarim, the Gizbar is the treasure of Hegdash. Hagizbarim shelokhu es ha'eitzim. If the Gizbarim of the Beis HaMikdash buy the trees from a forest that was not Hegdash, and they want to use it for beams, then my Alan be'etzim, if you use the wood, you would be Mael be'Hegdash. But the Ein my Alan, there would not be Mi'ila, loy ba'shipui. Shipui is the thin pieces of wood that fall off when you're like plane down the wood, make it straight. Hegdash has no need for these wood shavings. Well, loy ba'nevia. Nevia refers to the leaves that fall off. Because when the Gizbarim were magdish this, they weren't thinking about not the wood shavings and not about the leaves. Okay, so chazing over Mishnah Ches. There's a nest on top of a Hegdish tree that the bird built on his own wood, his own grass, that they bring from other different places as birds do. The entire nest and the eggs or little birds that still need their mother, the halacha is you can't have enough of it. But if you do have enough of it, you are not Mo'il b'Hegdish. Birds that don't need their mother are mutter. They're not considered part of the tree. What about a bird nest on an Asherah tree, on an Avodah Zarah tree? So again, birds that don't need their mother are mutter b'hana. The birds that need the mother, they're like dependent on the tree, so they become part of the tree. But the nest itself is mutter b'hana, because the bird brings the components of the nest from different places. Hashem gave the bird the chachma to do that. But you can't climb the tree to get it down. You have to push it off with a long stick. If someone is magdish a forest, then one would be Mo'il b'Hegdish with anything over here. The trees after you cut them down, branches, leaves, everything, even the pieces of wood shavings that fall off when you saw them and straighten out the wood. The person that was magdish the whole forest. He had everything in mind. But Gizbarim that buy trees and then cut it down, then you would only be Mo'il in the wood itself. Not with the wood shavings, not that falls off when you straighten it out or saw it, the sawdust, and not with any leaves. Because the Gizbarim only had in mind to be magdish the tree itself, not anything else. Just want to quote the Mefarshim point out, there really is no Me'ila with something that's connected to the ground. So when we're talking about there's Me'ila, it means after it was cut off, whether it's on the trees, branches, and so on.